今天我们讲员是 Tony 长老，我们把时间交给 Tony 长老。
Okay. Elder Tony will be our speaker today.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
祝下面所有的父亲父亲节快乐。
It's our turn.
终于到我们的机会了。
If you want to learn about Jesus' teaching in a condensed way, there's no better place than to start with the Sermon on the Mount.
如果你想要更简明扼要地了解耶稣的教导，没有比登山宝训更好的起点了。
In three short chapters from chapter 5 to chapter 7, Jesus covered a lot of topics.
在短短的五到七章，这三章中，耶稣讲述了很多的主题。
He talked about anger, divorce, and enemies, and money.
包括愤怒、离婚、与敌人相处、金钱。
He talked about worry, prayer, fasting, and judging, and more.
忧虑、祷告、禁食、论断他人等等内容。
And some people studying the Sermon on the Mount thought that it is just a set of moral teachings.
有人在研读登山宝训的时候呢，认为这是一套道德的教训。
It's teaching us how to be a good person.
教训我们如何做一个好人。
But in reality, it's much more than that.
但事实上远不止于此。
Now, when we read those three chapters in the book of Matthew,
当我们刚开始读这前三章的时候。
Chapter 5 starts with the Beatitudes, which is about the people you will find in the kingdom of heaven.
第五章以八福开始，讲的是谁会出现在天国里呢？
And then the Sermon on the Mount ends in chapter 7 with the same topic. Who will be in the heaven of kingdom and who will not be in the heaven of kingdom?
在七章结束的时候，仍然围绕着同一个主题，谁会在天国里，谁不会。
And those in the kingdom of heaven are the wise builders. They hear Jesus' words and put them into practice.
那些在天国里的人就像聪明的建造者，他们听耶稣的话，并且照着去行。
But you're not going to find the foolish builders because they hear and did not put them into practice.
但是你找不到那些愚拙的建筑者，他们听了道却不去行。
They may call Jesus Lord, Lord, and even prophesy and perform miracles, but because of the lack of obedience, that they're not really true followers of Jesus.
他们也许会呼救耶稣说主啊主啊，他们甚至可以说预言行奇迹，但是他们缺乏顺服。
So the Sermon on the Mount is not just giving us a set of moral teachings, but actually is to introduce this kingdom of heaven.
所以呢，登山宝训不是给我们一些道德的教导，而是给我们介绍天国。
The Jews may be looking for an earthly kingdom in which they are no longer under the rule of the Romans.
犹太人也许期盼的，他们是希望一个国度没有罗马人的控制。
But the heavenly kingdom is not that.
但是天国不是那样。
We may be looking for an earthly kingdom with a great America or great China or great Taiwan.
也许我们正在想要的国度是美国再次强大，中国再次强大，台湾再次强大这样的国度。
But the heavenly kingdom is not that.
但是天国也不是那样的。
From the very beginning, Jesus has been teaching the kingdom, the heavenly kingdom is near.
从一开始，耶稣就教导说天国近了。
How do you enter that kingdom?
那你如何进入呢？
Who are the citizens of this kingdom?
谁会进入这个国度呢？
The Sermon on the Mount begins with the Beatitudes, and the Beatitudes are the first response to those questions.
登山宝训就以八福开始，八福就是对这些问题的最初的回应。
Now, the full salvation plan of Jesus, of him dying on the cross, is not revealed yet in this early part of his ministry.
耶稣的事工，全面的事工，对为世人救恩的死还没有完全展现出来。
But the Beatitudes sets a firm foundation of that message of repentance.
但是八福教导了为悔改的信息，奠定了一个坚实的基础。
Beatitudes follows a pattern of blessed are.
这八福呢是以这样的形式开始的，是有福的人是。
But what does blessed mean?
但是有福是什么意思呢？
What does blessed mean to you?
对你来说有福是什么意思呢？
No major illness, good family relationships.
没有重大的疾病，家庭和睦。
Financially secure.
经济基础扎实。
have children and preferably good children.
有儿女啊，可能是有乖孩子。
And all the Chinese know what good children means.
所有的中国人都知道乖孩子、好孩子是什么样子的。
When we look at the meaning of the Greek word, it means happy, joyful. But the source of that happiness does not come from having the things we desire, but instead it comes from being favored by God.
当我们在查考“有福”这个字用希腊文的含义中，它的意思是喜乐、快乐。但是它快乐的来源呢，不是我们所拥有的东西。
In the Bible, the opposite word of blessed is woe.
在圣经中，有福的相对呢是有祸了。
Matthew 23 talks about seven woes, where the woe is meaning judgment from God.
在马太福音第二十三节中提到七个有祸了。
And it's when God looks at someone with disapproval.
就是当神看到一个人神不喜悦的时候就是有祸了。
Now, when we see all the blessedness described in Matthew, they're all centered around God.
当我们在看马太福音的所有的有福呢都是以神为中心的。
Blessed, there is the kingdom of heaven.
天国是他们的。
They will be comforted by God.
他们必得安慰。
They will inherit the earth from God.
他们必承受从神来的地土。
They will be filled by the comfort of God.
他们必从神得以饱足。
They will be shown mercy by God.
他们必蒙神的怜恤。
They will see God.
他们必得见神。
And they will be called the children of God.
他们会被称为神的儿女。
So the Beatitudes about the character of the citizens of the kingdom of heaven and how they will be favored.By God.
所以这八福讲的是天国子民的品格，而且他们如何蒙神的恩待。
There are eight blessedness, but we're not talking about eight groups of people.
我们在说八种不同的福分，而不是八种不同的人。
It's really about one group of people who are the citizens of this heavenly kingdom.
只是指一种神国的民有八种的特质。
Now, as we reflect on these passages, we may find that we are lacking.In some of these qualities,
当我们看这些特质的时候，我们会自省说我们有一些缺乏。
We may find that, well, we are not really a peacemaker because we always get into arguments and fights all the time.
比如说，我们不是一个使人和睦的人，因为我们常常与人纷争。
Or we are not meek at all.
或者我们不够温和谦卑。
But that doesn't mean that we're not a citizen of this heavenly kingdom. But it really should be a reminder.Of where we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us grow.
这不意味着你不是天国的子民，而是提醒我们在某些方面我们还需要神的帮助。
So today's sermon will be covering the Beatitudes.
今天我们讲到的内容是围绕着八福。
But because of time, I would only cover the first half of it.
但因为时间的限制，我们只是讲前面四个的四福。
Now.Jesus started with blessed are the poor in spirit in verse 3.
在耶稣在第三节中已这样开始，虚心的人有福了。
Now, the Chinese version translated as humble.
中文的翻译是说的虚心。
And then in Luke 6, which is a condensed version of the Sermon on the Mount, it talked about blessed are you who are poor.
在路加福音六章二十节说贫穷的人有福了。
Now, that may cause some misunderstanding that Jesus was talking about the financially poor.
有人会误解说是物质上的贫穷。
Now, even though Jesus does care about the poor, this verse is really talking about the spiritually poor.
尽管耶稣非常关心穷人，但这节经文实际上在谈论属灵光景上的贫穷。
And what does poor in spirit mean?
属灵上的贫穷意味着什么呢
？It's talking about someone who is sinful, who is spiritually bankrupt.
是指一个有罪的人在精神上完全已经破产。
You may say, "Well, we are all spiritually poor, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
你也许会说，我们都是属灵贫穷的，都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
You're poor, I am poor. No one can claim that they are spiritually rich.
你也贫穷，我也贫穷，没人能说自己属灵上富足。
Does that mean that everyone is blessed? No.
是不是说每个人都有福了呢？不是。
Because this is only those who recognize or are aware of their spiritual poverty are the blessed ones.
这是因为只有认识到自己属灵贫穷的人才是有福的。
Blessed are the ones who have recognized that they have nothing to give in exchange for entry into this kingdom of heaven.
承认自己一无所有，无法用，也无法用任何的东西来换取天国的入场券的人是有福的。
And it's someone who realizes he needs the grace of God.
是那些意识到自己需要神恩典的人。
A counter example to the poor in spirit was the rich young man who thought that he had followed all the commandments and came to Jesus.
与一个虚心的人相对的例子就是这富有的年轻人。
So he came to Jesus confidently asking, well, what good thing do I have to do to have eternal life?
他来到耶稣面前说，我还需要再做什么呢？能够得到永生呢？
Now on the surface, this young man was rich financially and spiritually.
在表面上看，他在财务上已经有自由，他在属灵上好像是富足。
Financially, he had great possessions.
他有大量的财产。
Spiritually, he seemed to be rich too.
在属灵上，他看起来似乎是富足的。
If he dared to say that he had followed all the commandments, he probably had done well.
因为他大胆地说他已经遵守了所有的诫命典章。
Now, however, his doing well in front of others was still like a filthy rag in front of God.
但是他在人面前的完美的表现，在神面前却如污秽的衣服。
He was actually spiritually poor because his great possessions had become his idol and security.
他实际上在属灵上是贫穷的，因为他丰厚的财产成为了他的偶像和安全感的来源。
Jesus tried to help him by telling him to come to the realization to ask him to sell all his possessions and give to the poor.
耶稣试图让他认识到这一点，让他卖掉所有的财产，分给穷人。
He went away sorrowful, not because he recognized his spiritual poverty, but because he was unwilling to give them away.
他就忧忧愁愁地离开了，因为他不是因为认识到自己属灵上贫穷，因为他不愿意放弃自己的财产。
A lot of us are like that rich young man.
我们很多人都是像这个富有的年轻人一样。
Now maybe we didn't think that we had followed all the commandments, but we thought we were pretty decent people.
尽管我们不认为自己遵守了所有的律例典章，但是我们认为自己是一个相对于正直的人。
And we never did anything really bad.
没做过真正坏的事。
And that may be how we thought and how we still think today.
也许我们这样想，我们至今到现在还这样想。
Another example was recorded in Luke 18 when Jesus talked about the prayers of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
另一个例子记载在路加福音十八章中，讲到法利赛人和税吏的祷告。
Now the Pharisee prayed that, "Thank God, I'm not like the other people."
法利赛人祷告说：“感谢神，我不像别人那样。
”And the tax collector prayed, "Be merciful to me, a sinner that I am."
的税吏却祷告说：“神呐、啊，开恩怜悯我这个罪人吧。”
It is the tax collector.Who is blessed because he recognized that he was a sinner?
真正蒙福的人实际上是税吏，因为他意识到自己是个罪人。
He asked for mercy from God, and he was justified.
他求神的怜悯，他因此因信而称义。
And on the other hand, the Pharisee was blind to his spiritual poverty and exalted himself.
相反呢，法利赛人却看不到自己属灵的贫穷，他自高自大。
When he was thanking God for who he was, it was only his polite way to say that he is better than others.
当他感谢神他是怎样的人的时候，实际上他是在有礼貌地说自己比别人强。
The poor in spirit are not self-righteous. They are humble and not arrogant.
虚心的人不是自以为意，他们谦卑不骄傲。
Are we like the rich young man who thought he had done well and deserved eternal life?
我们是像那个年轻人一样吗？认为自己做得很好，配得永生
？Are we like the Pharisee who thought he is better than other people？
我们像法利赛人一样吗？觉得我们比别人好
？And critical of other people？
批评别的人
？If we are, then we still have much room for growth because we're not poor in spirit.
如果是这样的话，我们还有很大的成长空间，因为我们不是虚心的人。
Being poor in spirit does not apply just to a moment in time, the moment we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior.
属灵贫穷不仅仅是让我们接受耶稣基督信主的那一刻。
Even as a Christian, we need to recognize that there's nothing of value that we can offer to God.
即使成为基督徒以后，我们还可以继续地意识到，我们没有什么可以回馈神的。
It is entirely His gift and His grace that we are in His kingdom.
完全是他的恩典带我们进入他的国度。
It is a character trait to be poor in spirit. It is how we see ourselves.
属灵的贫穷是一种品格特质。这关系到如何我们看待自己。
Just as I am, without one plea, is a hymn we often sing when we ask people to believe in Jesus.
有一首赞美，
赞美诗歌，
赞美诗歌叫就当就像我这样啊，
照我本相，
照我本相无善可陈。
It is really a hymn about Christian journey.
是一个关于基督徒成长的一首歌。
Now, the hymn's author, it is Bridget's sister, Charlotte Elliot.
这个诗歌的作者呢是英国女诗人夏洛·艾利亚。
She was born in 1789 in a family of pastors.
在1978年她生于一个牧师之家。
1789年。And father, pastors, brother pastors, grandfather pastors, uncle pastor, everybody is a pastor.
在他们家里，外祖父是牧师，爸爸是牧师，两个叔叔以及哥哥都是牧师。
And they are all leaders of the spiritual movement at that time.
他们都是当时宗教觉醒运动的领袖。
And even though she was born in that family, she herself actually is not clear.About her salvation, and she doesn't even have the assurance of eternal life.
虽然她生在一个牧师世家，但是她对救恩的认识实际上不清楚。
She was very active socially, but yet her spiritual life was far away from God.
她在社交上非常活跃，但灵命呢却每况愈下，甚至远离神。
When she was 30 years old, she got a major illness, and then actually she became paralyzed for the rest of her life.
他三十岁的时候患了一场重病，最后变成终身瘫痪。
And she couldn't do anything herself, and she actually needs someone to take care of her for her basic needs.
他再也无法自己料理自己的事情，起食起居都需要家人照顾。
So she felt a lot of pain inside, and she started to blame God.
他内心非常痛苦，他时常埋怨神。
She turned into a depressed, irritable, and even sarcastic person.
他慢慢地变成一个沮丧、烦躁、尖刻的人。
After she was paralyzed for a year, there was this evangelist from Switzerland. His name is César Millán, came to visit her.
在他瘫痪一年以后呢，有一个瑞士来的布道家叫塞尔马兰到他家来探访他。
And so this missionary asked her, "Do you know God?"
马兰来看到他的光景的时候，就问他：“你认不认识神？”
And Charlotte was very unhappy, and then she responded to him, "That's between me and God."
艾丽特非常的不悦，她用尖酸刻薄的语言回答说：“这是我和上帝之间的事。”
Even though she was responding in an impolite kind of way, but yet his words remained in her heart.
虽然她非常不礼貌的回答，但是她这她的。这个马兰的话呢，却已经住到他的心里去了。
After struggling inside for several weeks, finally she just kind of like laid down her opinion of this person, and she went to ask him, "What do I need to come before God?"
经过几个星期的挣扎呢，他来到马兰面前，说：“我需要怎么做才能来到神面前呢？”
And Malan answered her, he said, "You just come just as I am."
马兰回答说。就按你现在的本相就可以。
And from that day on, Charlotte reestablished her relationship with Jesus.
从那天开始，她就和神建立关系。
She lived every single day proactively.
她每一天都积极地活着。
And she decided that she's going to dedicate herself into charity and also for the church to be used by God.
他决定从事宗教与慈善的工作，被神使用。
And then in 1834, when she was 45 years old, and in that year, her whole family went out to fundraise for a school for all the kids of poor missionaries.
在1834年，在艾利亚45岁的时候，那一年呢，他们全家的人都出动，来帮助这些贫穷的传道人的子女呢，建立一个学校来募捐。
So she lay in bed at home. She couldn't do anything.
她家里，她在家里躺在床上，没有办法做任何事情。
And she had this whole unworthiness of feeling inside her.
她心里就涌出这种不配的感觉。
And once again, in that quiet room, she remembered what Malan said.
在这个寂静的房间里，她想起，马兰的话。
She read about the Bible. She read the Bible again and think about words of God.
她就把圣经拿出来，读及所有神的爱的经节拿出来看。
And then she was.Once again, encouraged by God's words, and that's the time when she wrote this hymn, "Just as I Am."
她被神的话语激励，她就在这感动之下做了这首诗。
And then there's an ending to this whole story.
最后这个还有一个故事的结局是。
Later on, she sold the rights to the song, and then she collected some money from that song, and then she donated all the money for the schools.
后来这首诗歌卖掉以后。捐到很多钱 来为这个学校来募捐。
And that money actually exceeded the amount that was collected earlier.
从他这首诗歌所得来的现金呢，要比所有的人募捐的都要多。
The next blessedness is in verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn.
第四节是哀痛的人有福了。
Now at first this may sound contradictory. Someone who mourns, but at the same time is blessed.
这个听起来好像有点矛盾，一个哀痛的人竟然是有福的。
How can a mournful person be also at the same time happy and joyful and favored by God?
一个哀痛的人怎么又能成为快乐喜乐蒙神祝福的人呢？
So, who are these mourners and what are they mourning about?
谁是这些哀痛的人？他们为什么哀痛呢？
Now we believe that God will comfort us when we are suffering, like when we lose a loved one in our lives or we encounter difficulties in our lives.
我们相信在我们遭受痛苦的时候，比如失去亲人的时候，神会安慰我们。
And indeed, God will, because He comforts us in all our troubles.
的确，神会如此，他在我们一切的困苦中安慰我们。
So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
所以我们可以用从神得来的安慰去安慰那些在各种苦难中的人。
But in this passage, Jesus was more specific. He was referring to those who mourn about their own spiritual poverty.
在这段经文呢，神说的更具体，他指的那些为自己属灵贫穷，以及对所处世界属灵贫穷的人哀痛的人。
So not only do they recognize their poverty, they are also repentant and feel sorry about it.
他们不只意识到自己属灵的贫穷，并且为此悔改。
Now,What Jesus said in Matthew 3 and 4 actually came from Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 2.
耶稣在马太福音这五章三到四节中，实际上是取自以赛亚书61章一到二节。
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
报告神悦纳人的喜年和我们神报仇的日子。安慰一切悲哀的人。
Jesus specifically told the people in his hometown that these two verses that we have just read were fulfilled today.
耶稣特别告诉他家乡的人，这个两节的经文在那一天就应验了。
So what did Jesus do on that day to fulfill these two verses?
那一天耶稣做了什么来应验这两个章节呢？
Now he fulfilled them that day by proclaiming the good news.That God has opened up a way out of sin, out of our broken lives, and that's how that mourning is comforted.
他借着宣告神已经为人开出了一条道路，使人脱离罪恶和破碎的生命。
And so the response to sin should be mourning.
对罪的悔改应该是痛苦。
It cannot be acceptance, means that, well, everybody does it.
而不是接受说所有的人都会犯这样的罪。
It cannot be indifference because, well, there is nothing I can do about it.
也不能冷漠，是因为我没有办法不做。
And it definitely cannot be even feeling proud of our sins.
更绝不能为我们的罪感到骄傲。
Genuine mourning produces repentance.
真诚的痛苦呢，会产生悔改。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul said to the Corinthians, Yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led to your repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us.
在哥林多后书七章九到十节说，如今我很高兴，不是因为你们曾经忧愁，是因为你们的忧愁使你们悔改。你们是按神的意思忧愁，没有，所以没有受到我们的伤害。神所赐的忧愁产生悔改，能使人脱离死；唯有世俗的忧愁叫人死。
And so godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
神所赐的忧愁产生悔改，能使人脱离死；世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
What is godly sorrow and worldly sorrow?
那什么是神的忧愁和世俗的忧愁呢？
Now, if we get caught in doing something bad, godly sorrow brings about repentance and change.
当我们做错事情的时候，来自神的忧愁是让我们能够意识到和悔改。
But worldly sorrow feels bad about being caught. It just leads us to be embarrassed or lost or some kind of penalty and other consequences, but it didn't bring about change.
世俗的忧愁是因为我们感到难过，是我们被人抓到了，我们感觉到尴尬，或者是失去利益，或者是面临惩罚，而不带来真正的改变。
So the blessing for those who mourn will be comfort.
所以哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
When we are repentant, the God that brings salvation will comfort us.
当我们悔改的时候呢，神的救恩会带给我们安慰。
He will comfort us by letting us know that our sins are forgiven.
他让我们知道我们的罪已经得到了无条件的赦免。
No strings attached, no matter how serious, no matter how many times.
不管罪有多重，也不管有多少次。
He will comfort us by letting us know that he would accept us back into his love.
他安慰我们，因为他接纳我们到他的爱里。
He will comfort us by showering us even with blessings.
他安慰我们，给我们带来丰盛的赐福。
Now, there are many examples of people who mourned over sin in the Bible.
圣经中有很多为罪悔改的例子。
David mourned for the sin he committed, adultery, murder, deceit.
大卫为自己犯的罪，通奸、谋杀、欺骗。
There were serious consequences for his sins, but God forgave him and comforted him.
尽管他的罪是有后果的，但是神赦免了他。
The Ninevites, one of the most violent enemies of the Israelites, they mourned for their sins when Noah preached to them, and God spared them from their destruction.
尼尼微人是以色列最暴力的敌人之一，他们为自己的罪悔改，神因此而饶恕了他们。
And King Manasseh, one of the evilest kings in the Old Testament, he also mourned for his sins.
旧约中最恶劣的一个王就是马拿西王，他为自己的罪而且悔改。
When he was captured to Babylon, he sought the favor of his God and humbled himself before God.
他在极难的时候恳求耶和华他的神。
And then when God listened to his prayer, it was moved. God was moved by his entreaty and listened to him.
他的祷告呢，感动了神。
And so God actually brought him back to Jerusalem and back to his kingdom. And at that time, Manasseh knew that the Lord is God.
神垂听了他的祷告，使他归回以耶路撒冷，仍坐王位。马拿西才知道耶和华是神。
Blessed.All the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们要承受地土。
What does the word meek mean?
温柔这个词是什么意思呢？
Chinese translated into gentle.
中文的翻译就是温柔和善。
The original Greek word is praos.
原文的希腊文是 prok.
is that same word that is used when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness.
就是这个词也是在圣灵的果子中的温和一词。
And it's also the same word when Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart."
也是同一个，在耶稣说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭的谦卑。
We often have this misconception of meekness. We think that a meek person is someone who is weak.
我们总是有一个错误的概念，认为温柔的人呢软弱。
They are afraid to talk back, and they talk very softly.
他们害怕反驳别人，他们说话很轻柔。
The image of a meek person for us is someone who would lower their heads and won't look at other people in their eyes.
我们对温柔的印象就是别人低头都不肯直视别人的人。
Now, if we want to understand what meekness really means, we have to go back to Psalm 37.
如果我们想要真正了解温柔的含义，必须回到诗篇三十七章。
Because Jesus was actually quoting Psalm 37:11, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity in Matthew 5.
耶稣呢，在马太福音五章实际上引用的是诗篇三十七章十一节。但谦和人必承受土地，以丰盛的平安为乐。
Now we don't have enough time to read through the entire Psalm 37 in detail, but I get a summary here for you about the characteristics of meekness in that Psalm.
我们没有时间仔细详读诗篇三十七章，但是我们在大卫三十七篇这边所描述的温柔人的特质呢，我们来总结一下。
And you're going to find that a meek person is anything but meek, but weak.
你会发现温柔的人不是软弱的人。
Number one, a meek person does not fret.
第一呢，一个温柔的人不心烦不平。
The words "do not fret" is actually repeated three times in that Psalm 37.
在诗篇三十七章不心烦不平里边出现了三次。
Instead, he will be still and wait for the Lord.
相反呢，他说温柔的人会安静等候耶和华。
It is an inward quality of a meek person who trusts in the Lord and take refuge in Him.
这是一种内在的力量，他们表明他们依靠耶和华。
David takes a step further and tells us to actually delight in the Lord and not just no fretting, but actually experience joy and presence in God's presence and blessings.
大卫更进一步地告诉我们呢，要以耶和华为乐，不只是不要不平，而是在神的同在和祝福中经历真正的喜乐和满足。
Second, maintain our self-control.
第二呢，保持自制。
Refrain from anger and turn away from evil.
止住怒气，离开愤怒。
It is our responsibility to respond with gentleness.Instead of lashing out,
是我们的责任要以温和的口语回答，而不是情绪爆发。
We have to trust the judgment to God and not take matters into our own hands.
我们要把审判的权利交给神，不是自己动手报复。
Again, David takes it a step further to tell us that not only do we refrain from anger and evil, we should actually do good.
大卫再进一步地说，我们不只要止住怒气，远离邪恶，还教导我们要行善，以祝福代替诅咒。
So we have to bless others instead of cursing them.
要积极地去善待他人。
Finally, a meek person knows right from wrong.
最后，温柔的人是分辨是非的人。
A meek person doesn't mean that he has no standard of right or wrong.
温柔的人并不表明一个人没有对错的准则。
We still have to take a stand, but we have to choose it to do in a gentle way.
我们依然要立场坚定，但是我们要选择温和的方式表达。
If you look at some examples of the meekest person on earth, number one, the meekest person is Moses.
如果我们要看到圣经中的榜样呢，在世界上称为最谦和的人是摩西。
In Numbers 12, Miriam, his sister, and Aaron, his brother, got jealous of Moses.
在民数记第十二章中记载到，他的姐姐米利安和哥哥亚伦嫉妒摩西。
They started talking badly about Moses and about his Cushite wife, who was a Gentile.
他们开始说他的坏话，批评他娶了古实的女子为妻。
And how come only Moses get to be big leader when God has spoken to them also?
他们心里怀有不平，他们质疑说，难道耶和华与摩西讲话，不跟我们讲话吗？
So did Moses take any action against his two siblings?
摩西有没有对他这个兄姐采取任何的行动呢？
The Bible did not record any. Moses did not take them outside the camp and gave them the punishment they deserved.
圣经里没有记载他有任何的反击，摩西没有把他们拿到营外给他们惩罚。
Instead, it was God's anger that burned against Miriam and Aaron.
相反，却是神的怒气向米利安和亚伦发作。
One of the scariest verses in the Bible that I find was Numbers 12:8, when God said, "Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?"
圣经中最令人敬畏的一章章节，就是在民数记12:8，神说：“你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？”
And as a punishment, God turned Miriam leprous.
作为惩罚，神使米利安长了大麻风。
And in the end, it was Moses who pleaded for them, "Do good to your enemies."
最后是摩西为他们向神祷告，请求医治。
Meekness does not hold a grudge. Meekness does not take revenge.
温柔的人不记仇，不报复。
Joseph's brothers were full of fear when the father Jacob passed away.
约瑟的哥哥们，因为他的父亲雅各去世以后，他们就非常害怕。
Because that would be the perfect time, now that the father is dead, for Joseph to take revenge on them.
他们害怕他的父亲过世以后，约瑟要报复他们。
For trying to murder him, to sell him off as a slave, and causing years of pain.
因为他们曾经想要杀害他，并把他变卖为奴，给他带来了多年的痛苦。
So, but what was Joseph's response?
但是约瑟的回答是怎样呢？
Joseph said, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God?"
约瑟的回答说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？
Meekness does not hold a grudge because Joseph realized that it was up to God to judge.
温柔的人是不记仇的人，因为约瑟明白审判在于神。
God is love, God is kind, God is peace, God is merciful.
神是爱，神是慈爱，神是和平，神是怜悯。
And those are the attributes of God that we have to imitate.
这是神的属性，我们应该效仿。
But there is one thing God has saved for himself.
有一件事神留给他自己。
And it is that he is the judge.
就是他是审判者。
And then the ultimate example, of course, is our Lord Jesus.
最后终极的榜样是我们的主耶稣。
When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
当人辱骂他的时候，他不还口；受苦的时候，也不威胁，把自己交给那些审判公义的神。
So far we have seen a progression.
到目前为止，我们看到一个渐进的过程。
From a person who is poor in spirit to a person who mourns for his sinfulness, and then to a person who lives a life of meekness.
从一个心灵贫穷的人，到为自己罪恶哀痛的人，到最后过着温柔谦卑生活的人。
When we truly recognize our own spiritual poverty and feel sorry for our own sinfulness.We will not be so ready to condemn others.
当我们真正意识到自己属灵的贫乏以后，我们意识到我们是蒙神的恩典与赦免，也愿意接受这份恩典延给他人。
There will be a humility in us, recognizing the grace and forgiveness that we have received, and then we are also more ready to extend that grace to other people.
我们内心里就会有这样的谦卑。意识到自己是神受神的恩典，就把这恩典延伸给别人。
On the contrary, if we're not growing in our meekness, it is an indication that we are not like the citizens of the kingdom of God.
相反，如果我们在温柔谦卑上没有成长，这表明我们还不是神国的子民。
And I'm not telling you that you have to earn your way into the kingdom of God by being meek.
我并不是告诉你必须要通过温柔来证得神国的资格。
It is just an indication that maybe we have not understood what Christ has forgiven in us, and that we're not truly repentant.
这可能是真正的表，我们还没有真正的明白神的赦免，我们还有没有真正的悔改。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Another natural result of our mourning is a hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God.
我们安痛的自然结果呢，就是我们对神的公义的渴望和追求。
It is not natural to just recognize that we're sinful and then say, "Well, that's just who I am."
对于来说，我们意识到自己的罪性以后，我们就说这是天然的。
And I'll continue to be like that.
我们会继续这样，这样不自然。
If we're truly repentant, we will want to be righteous. We desire to be approved by God.
如果我们真正的哀痛，真正悔改，我们就会渴望成为义人，渴望蒙神的悦纳。
On the one hand, is accepting the salvation of Jesus so that our sins are forgiven.
一方面，我们接受耶稣的救赎，我们的罪得赦免。
But it shouldn't stop there, and it really should go on.
那不是终点，我们还要继续。
Baby animals, baby birds, baby humans, when they are born, they hunger and thirst for milk.
刚出生的小 baby 和小鸟、小孩都会渴望食物和奶水。
In the same way, a spiritual baby should be hungering for spiritual milk.
同样，属灵的婴儿也渴望属灵的奶。
So that they can grow spiritually.
所以我们在属灵上可以成长。
Not to fill them with head knowledge, but to grow in righteousness.
不只是脑子里塞满了知识，而是在神的义里继续成长。
And the Chinese is not 马太福音 is First Peter 就是彼得前书。In First Peter 2:1-2, it says, "Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind."Therefore, like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
在彼得前书第二章一到二节说，所以要除去一切的恶意、诡诈、假冒、嫉妒和各样诽谤的言语，就像刚生的婴儿一样，切慕纯净的灵奶，好使你们因此渐长，以致得救。
We must not be content with just being born into our salvation, thinking that's good enough now that we can go to heaven.
我们不要仅仅满足于重生得救，以为这样就够了，就可以进天堂了。
We must not be content to be a decent guy, a nice guy, because that's judging from human standard, looking from the outside and not at the heart.
我们也不要满足一个做一个体面的人，一个好人，只是在外面按人的标准来判断，而不看自己内心的真实光景。
We must not be consuming an unhealthy diet from this world to the point that we'll no longer hunger and thirst for God's righteousness.
我们不要沉迷于这个世界提供我们的不健康的食物，而不可遇神的公义。
Because the Bible tells us, "Do not love the world or anything in the world."
因为神告诉我们不要爱世界。
We must not be distracted by the second best, like Martha, who was worried and upset about many things.
不要因为很多的事分心，像马大一样为很多事烦恼。
Instead, when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we would want to grow. We want to know God's commands. We want to live by those commands.
相反，我们当饥渴慕义，想要认识神的诫命，渴望遵行这些诫命。
We want to have the right relationship with God, and we will want to have the right relationship with others.
我们会渴望与神建立正确的关系，也渴望与人建立正确的关系。
The promise of Matthew 5:6 is that our hunger will be filled and satisfied.
在马太福音五章六节说，我们的饥渴必得饱足。
And I like the Chinese translation because it conveys that not only is our hunger is filled.By God is also satisfying as well.
我喜欢这中文的翻译。我们的饥饿不仅被填饱，而且我们得到满足。
So to conclude, in the Beatitudes is speaking about the citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
结论是在这八福中，神所谈论的是天国的子民。
It is not only about one who may enter the kingdom of heaven.But it's also about the DNA of the citizens of this kingdom.
这不仅仅是关于一个人如何进入天国，而是怎样成为天国子民的生命特质，带有天国的基因。
This DNA is completely opposite of what you expect from a successful citizen of an earthly kingdom.
这个基因是与地上国民所期待的完全不一样。
Instead of self-assuredness, the DNA of a citizen of the heavenly kingdom is poor in spirit.
与其是世界上是自大成功，天国的子民是虚心贫穷。
Instead of someone who is confident and proud of himself, the DNA of a citizen of heavenly kingdom is mournful and repentant of his sins.
不是自信骄傲，天国的子民是因悲伤悔改。
Instead of being aggressive and proud, the DNA is meekness and gentleness.
天国子民的特质不是咄咄逼人、骄傲自大，而是温柔谦和。
Instead of hunger and thirst for success in the earthly standards, the citizen of a heavenly kingdom hunger and thirst for righteousness.
天国子民的特征不是按照世俗的标准对成功的渴望和羡慕，而是对公义的饥渴和渴望。
The rewards of these two kingdoms are also completely different.
这两个不同国度的奖赏也完全不一样。
For a heavenly kingdom citizen, the reward is God himself.
天国子民的奖赏是他，是神，他自己。
Let's pray.
请大家低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful grace that you have given every single one of us.
亲爱的神啊，感谢赞美你，你把这么好的恩典给我们每一个人。
It is not through our own trying, it's entirely through your grace that we can claim to be a citizen of this kingdom.
不是因为我们自己可以做什么，是完全是你的恩典，让我们成为你的子民。
Open our eyes so that we can see our own unworthiness.
主啊，求你开我们的眼，让我们看到自己是多么的不足。
Open our eyes so that we see our sinful nature.
让我们的眼睛可以看到自己的罪性。
And then also help us to come in front of you and long for your righteousness.
主啊，也求你让我们能够来到你的面前，追求你的公义。
So that you will one day when we see you in heaven, that you can say to us that we are all good and faithful servants.
将来有一天，我们能够到你的国度与你相见。你对我们说：“忠实良善的仆人。”
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
我们要唱的回应诗歌是，刚才。